Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, sustainable meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 10 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Well, Nancy, Thanksgiving is around a week or so away, and of course, every year at this time, there's all these things in magazine articles and websites and all that about all the cool, new, original, unusual things that you can do for Thanksgiving. And my guess is neither one of us are going to do any of that stuff, right?
Absolutely not. I do the same thing every year, and I'm not going to change it this year. But there are things that I can do in advance, and I like to do that, like make cranberry sauce way in advance. I make delicious cranberry sauce.
Nancy Leeson, I cannot believe you are talking about a cranberry sauce recipe on an NPR radio station that is not Susan Stanberg's.
It's not Susan Stanberg's. I like to keep it local, Stein, so I use local cranberries, and I use a local recipe from the Busta & Company cookbook. I've been making this forever. It's cranberry sauce with sour cherries and rum.
Rum. Do tell.
It's so easy to make, and in fact, it's so good, and it lasts so long that you can have it for Thanksgiving, you can have it for Christmas, and you can save some of it and eat it at Easter, to say nothing of eating it in between on pork tenderloin or on a sandwich, or like I like to eat it right off the spoon.
How do you do it?
You take a bag of cranberries and some dry sour cherries, sugar, currant jelly, and water, and then you just cook it until it starts to bubble a little bit. You let it bubble for, you know, it's as little as 5 minutes or as maybe as much as 20 minutes. Depends on how much you like your cranberries big, or do you like them kind of pushed against the side with a spoon like I do. And as soon as that's done, you turn it off and you add a quarter cup of dark rum.
And you say this will last until Easter? Would you freeze it in little cubes?
No. You don't need to freeze it. Between the rum and the sugar, it stays just great in your refrigerator the same way that, you know, jelly or jam might.
And you want to send me the actual written out recipe, and I'll post it on the Food for Thought website so everyone can do it just like you.
Absolutely. I already have a ton of it left in the house, Stein, and if you live closer to me, I'd bring you over some so you wouldn't even have to make it yourself.
Well, I like everything about it except the cherries. I think I might try it without that.
You could. Another great idea is to roast some chicken in advance and use the carcass to make chicken stock for your turkey gravy.
So you can have that all set to go when the big day comes and you get a chicken dinner out of it as well.
So, Stein, what are you making? Is there something you're doing that you do every year?
I'm doing the exact same thing I do every year. You know, turkey, spuds, gravy, stuffing, some kind of green vegetable. Actually, I misspoke earlier when I said I'm not doing anything novel, because I am. I found this wonderful recipe on Deb Perelman's Smitten Kitchen website, and it's for these, they're sort of griddled toasts that are spread with cheese and then this mixture of roasted squash and caramelized onions and a few other things spread on top of it. And it is absolutely delicious. I made it once, and I thought this would be a terrific side dish for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to put a link into that Smitten Kitchen recipe, too, on our website. It really is terrific.
You know, Stein, that sounds so good that maybe I'll go out of my way and make that as an appetizer. It sounds like a good hors d'oeuvre.
And, you know, it is something that you can, except for the toast part, you can make the spread part in advance as well and keep it in the fridge until the big day. Then just griddle your toast and put that stuff on top of it along with the cheese. Well, we'll have Nancy's cranberry sauce recipe and, like I said, a link to that squash toast recipe from Smitten Kitchen and pictures and all the rest of it on the KPLU website. Just click at kplu.org and Food for Thought. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
I'm no turkey.
That's easy for you to say. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.